private school that gave students sex toys backed by Foundation of Governor J.B. Pritzker's trans sibling. By Spencer Lindquist on December 22, 2022. Chicago's Francis W. Parker School, which was caught giving sex toys to students, has received tens of thousands of dollars from a foundation run by a transgender billionaire. One administrator at the Chicago private school admitted to teaching queer sex to students, an investigation from Project Veritas found. Dean of Students Joe Bruno admitted on camera to bringing in members of an LGBTQ+ health center, who were passing around dildos and butt plugs as well as discussing using lube versus using spit with those as young as 14 years old. The school, which is affiliated with the private school accreditation organization the National Association of Independent Schools, NAIS, has also pursued a radical critical race theory agenda, even hosting an affinity group club for kindergarteners that bars white students from attending. Breitbart News revealed that the NAIS pushed queer-inclusive curriculum on children in pre-kindergarten. Meanwhile, parents calling themselves the undercover mothers formed a network to push back against woke indoctrination. Breitbart News has found that the Francis W. Parker School has received at least $45,000 from the Ta'ani Foundation, a leftist foundation founded by billionaire Colonel Jennifer Pritzker, a man who identifies as a woman. Jennifer Pritzker is the cousin of the Democrat governor of Illinois J.B. Pritzker. The Ta'ani Foundation's grants page lists five different grants to the Francis W. Parker School. The first grant listed on the website, which provided the school with $5,000, is from 2015, though it notes the school has been a recipient since 1995. A grant for $10,000 in 2017 went to support for the Principal's Fund for Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion, the website explains. Meanwhile, a $10,000 grant to the school in 2021 was for general operating support. The Ta'ani Foundation was listed as the fifth largest funder of LGBT causes among private foundations in 2017. That year, the foundation was reported to have given $1,648,000 to LGBT causes. The Francis W. Parker School even has a Robert A. Pritzker Visiting Scientist program, named after a relative of Jennifer Pritzker. The 16th annual visiting scientist was Dr. Mika Tosca, a man who identifies as a woman. Tosca has made inappropriate sexual remarks on Twitter, where he has discussed doing exorbitant amounts of party drugs off the toilet seat and having sex with every man who had a pulse. A report from Breitbart News revealed the Ta'ani Foundation has given at least $25,000 to Harbor Camps, an overnight camp for children as young as 8 years old who identify as transgender. The Ta'ani Foundation also gave $1 million to Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago in 2016 to support the Children's Hospital's Gender and Sex Development Program. The program offers a number of medical interventions, including puberty suppression, hormone therapy, and referrals for sex change operations. It appears that Pritzker has made a concerted effort to embed gender ideology and pro-transgender teachings into both public and private schools. In addition, a report from Chris Rufo found that the Children's Hospital had worked with local school districts to embed gender ideology in the classroom. An in-depth report on the Pritzker family's role in the promotion of transgenderism explains that Jennifer Pritzker has a financial stake in the medical industry. The investigation reads, Ta'ani Enterprises, the private investment counterpart to the philanthropic foundation, invests in and partners with Squadron Capital LLC, a Chicago-based private investment vehicle that acquires a number of medical device companies that manufacture instruments, implants, cutting tools, and injection-molded plastic products for use in surgeries. Breitbart News has documented the extensive ties between entities and personnel within the medical and pharmaceutical industries and pro-transgender organizations. In one instance, an organization called the Gender Cool Project that seeks to normalize transgender identification among children was sponsored by Avi Incorporated, a medical company that manufactures drugs that are commonly used as puberty blockers. In addition, children's hospitals around the country, specifically those that provide so-called gender-affirming care, sponsored pride parades. Several of the directors of these children's hospital gender clinics have even received money from Avi Incorporated and Endo Pharmaceuticals, both of which produce drugs that are frequently used off-label as puberty blockers. These puberty blocker companies have also given money to multiple medical organizations that have voiced their support for medical interventions, including puberty blocker use on children who identify as transgender. The Francis W. Parker School did not respond to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.